All right, are you ready?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And mentioning that, we have a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, the kitchen and bath showroom. It is state of the art in Broadview and also now in Orland Park.
I get lost in those showrooms. I just love visiting them.
Caller number 19, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, rips us off right now.
I feel like you want to redo your kitchen and bath every time you walk
through. Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, oh, I need
it's,
that.
It's, yeah, way
oh, I don't
too
have
much.
That. And
yep, exactly.
Sometimes it's in the budget, sometimes it's not.
I can't remember a time that it was actually in the budget, but I did it anyway.
Number 5.
Those balls are perfect.
Sing it, Tommy.
I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect.
Six New England Patriots now have announced that they will not go to the White House while they're being honored for their, well, Super Bowl championship.
Super Bowl championship. Say it, Ro.
The president is the cited reason or other political conflicts with the administration. Now, Tom Brady says that despite his friendship with Trump, he personally isn't bothered by his teammates opting out.
Well, everybody has their own choice. And, you know, it's there's certain years, like, I don't know, for a couple of years ago, I wanted to go and then didn't get the opportunity based on, you know, the scheduling. We didn't get told until, I think, like 10 days before we were going. At that point, I had something that I had been planning for months and, you know, couldn't get there. And I was able to go. We were part of the 97 national championship team in college and went. And it really is a great experience.
Yeah, you didn't get to attend in 2015 when then-President Obama celebrated the team's win.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't go.
Because he had something else going on.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But he did say it's up to everybody. It's your choice. It's not really necessarily about politics. It's about celebrating the win in the eyes of the nation. But if you don't agree, then don't go.
Ro, did you see an Atlanta zoo named a cockroach after Tom Brady? After a Madagascar hissing cockroach, they lost a bet with a Rhode Island zoo, and they could pick anything from the zoo, and they went with the cockroach.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's a little Tom Brady cockroach running around the Atlanta Zoo.
Yeah, I think that makes it. But there's more.
Putting politics aside, it never really was a political thing. You know, at least it never was for me. You know, it was just always something that was a privilege to be able to do because it really meant you won a championship and you got to experience something cool with your team, with your teammates. So everyone has their own choice, and it's an off season, and these days are valuable for everybody. You know, you only get so much time with your family and friends, and you know, if people don't want to go, they don't want to go, and that's their choice.
Yeah. So there you go. Can we please stop talking about deflated balls, though? I mean, he came back, a miraculous comeback he staged in the Super Bowl to win, and he didn't use deflated balls to do it.
I don't know. Did anybody touch his balls and find out?
To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching them.
I mean, seriously, who squeezed his balls to figure that out?
You don't think they tried? They checked it?
I want you to find the persons, who squeeze the balls and figure out what the proper inflation
was. Put Kevin on that.
Well, there's no cameras in the locker room. That's why they can't find the thieves who took his jersey. So
still missing?
Maybe somebody was messing with the balls in the locker room. We just don't know about it. Maybe some more details will emerge, Anna. Can't confirm that he didn't mess or tamper with the footballs.
Still missing, though, the
still
jersey?
Still missing, despite the Texas Rangers being on it. The,
gosh, that's some serious research.
Yu Darvish apparently has a lead he's working on currently. To me, it seems that there is more going on here with the political stuff. I by the way, I happen to disagree with Tom Brady on this. I do think it is a ridiculous thing not to go to the White House for anybody who does it. And listen, as you're well aware, not a gigantic fan of the way that the president is currently conducting business. I don't mind the policy so much. I mind his behavior. Although he's been off the Twitter since this whole thing started. which maybe finally losing a guy in the White House even faster than I thought. It was the over under 30 days. I would have 60 days would have taken the under, but over under being 30 days before a major figure in his administration has to go away, that was even too fast for me. But I think that, you know, it's one of those things where you go as an American. And I didn't like it when people didn't want to go to the Obama White House. I didn't like it when before they didn't want to go to the Bush White House. Yes. I think it's that thing where you do, and where you stop and you go, well, I had something else to do. And of course, Tom Brady wouldn't say what it was.
Well, isn't there a history, Kev, of a couple of people doing this? I mean, like, you've seen with the Bear, right?
For years. I mean, even with the Cubs, we saw some players decide not to go. Jake Arrieta wasn't there. John Lackey wasn't there. So yeah. It seems every year. But I'm interested to see if Trump's going to organize a pickup football game in the Oval Office. I could see that happening.
You know what? I would have been a quarterback.
His team will win for sure. Even if they score less points.
What if they have Tom Brady as the quarterback on the other team and Donald Trump is the quarterback on his team? Do you think he could still win?
I could see TB12 giving in to Trump there.
Then I think all the balls would be deflated.
It's cold in here.
All right. Checking in at...
Number four.
The White House confirmed President Trump asked for the resignation of Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor. And the reason was that Mr. Flynn, General Flynn, was not honest about a conversation that he had with the Russian ambassador about sanctions imposed by the Obama administration. This is Sean Spicer, says that it was, they first wanted to figure out if it was a legal issue. That was the first, that's why it took so much time, because they were trying to figure out the legalities of this. And it took them 3 weeks to figure out whether it was legal. They needed all the legal consultation they could possibly get. They chose 1 hour to figure out if the executive action against these seven primarily Muslim countries was legal. That was 1 hour. It took them 3 weeks to figure out if having a conversation between the Russian ambassador and the incoming national security advisor was legal.
Right. And you're not currently serving in the role of the national security advisor.
Right.
But talking about sanctions...
When the president heard the information as presented by White House counsel, he instinctively thought that General Flynn, did not do anything wrong, and the White House counsel's review corroborated that. It is not ordinary for an incoming national security advisor to speak with his counterparts about the issues of concern to them. In fact, he spoke with over 30 of his counterparts throughout the transition. As Charles Krauthammer said last night, it is, quote, perfectly reasonable for him to do so.
Quoting Krauthammer. It is reasonable to do so. It is reasonable to... Sean Spicer is right about this. Everything he just said is technically correct. That is not the issue at hand. It is reasonable, and I'm sure my guess is that the Russians brought it up. Right? The Russians probably brought it up in the conversation. I don't think that the general went into the conversation going... Hey, by the way, just don't worry about the sanctions. I mean, that would be bad.
That would be really bad.
That would be a violation of a lot of things.
Don't worry, the president's already said he'll reverse the sanctions.
Right. I just talked to the president-elect. It's going to be just fine.
Which is why everyone's demanding these transcripts. They want to see what was said.
The optics of this are bad. Because then when asked, why not be honest? Why not be, you know, like... The Trumpian way is to be brutally honest, even if it seems like it's going to be unpopular, because I think that a lot of the people who support Donald Trump love the fact he's honest, even if they think he might be a little goofy or wrong about it. They're like, yeah, at least he's honest. He's not like those other politicians who are lying to us. So why was it then that when they were asked, hey, did because everybody was asking specifically the vice president about this communication on the Sunday morning talk shows, because he was sent out that next weekend to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And that Sunday shows. Why wouldn't he go, yeah, well, they brought up the sanctions.
He didn't say that at all.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Why didn't they just say, they talked about it. Of course. Why wouldn't you talk about that? Well, are you guys going to lift the sanctions? Well, we haven't made a determination on that. That would have been an honest response.
Well, but you couldn't have said that because you shouldn't be discussing the sanctions, because it would be potentially reversing the position of the sitting president who had put the sanctions in place, and you didn't have a role at that point. You were a citizen. You weren't serving as national.
No, but they're
security.
Talking about a lot of things that that may impact the future relationship that would reverse what the sitting president was doing. Right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. They're moving forward.
All of that.
Yeah, that's the point.
All of it.
See, that's the point.
Well, that's why they wouldn't admit it, Ro. You said, why didn't they just come out and say it? They would have been honest. That's why they didn't say it, because they knew what was said. Now it's the issue knew what was said?
Right. And when did they know what was said? You know, it took 6 years into the Nixon administration before the sentence was uttered. What did they know and when did they know it? What did the president know and when did he know it?
Well, all indications this one's going to move a little bit quicker. And we're hearing from people we've had on the show today who know this stuff and cover this stuff very intimately that we're going to hear a lot more about what everyone knew and when they knew it surrounding the Flynn situation.
Well, they say we will. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Hope so. I don't know. Actually, I don't know what I hope for anymore, because I don't know if I want to know that at that point. Because you know, ultimately, I know as critical as I have been of Donald Trump, I agree with those who say, I am one of those who would say, we need him to be successful here. And he does have some things that a lot of people want. A lot of people want. A lot of people want the regulatory reform. A lot of people want the tax cut. A lot of
people want
business want
that.
They want jobs and creation and all that. And he may create an environment that is more economically untangled at this point. That could be good for America, and could be good for a lot of things. I mean, there are a lot. I don't disagree with that. But in the meantime, his actions and the way that he does what he's doing is
it's not confidence building, for sure.
And the coziness to Russia is for a reason. We get it. He's doing it for a reason. The question is, what is the reason? And is it, everybody goes, well, he wants to be a practical president. He wants to start a reset and start positively. It seems to me, and I think to a lot of people, more than that. And that's the problem. And what is he running from? And is that what creates the issue here? And the fact that he won't let us know about any of his business dealings and
tax returns, all that stuff, right?
It opens up a lot of questions and makes a lot of people uncomfortable, including me, and Violetta less uncomfortable because she comes from that part of the world. But here she is with the WGN Traffic Travel Spots.
She's real. She's Chicago. She's Robin Baumgarten. Watch Robin and the rest of the WGN Morning News team weekdays 4 to 10 on Chicago's very own WGN-TV.
There you go. All right, Top 5-5 continues checking in at
number 3.
On a show last night, Jimmy Kimmel introduced the next star of The Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay, who is still a contestant on the current season of The Bachelor.
Wait, look at it. All right, the hottest sauce. Okay, come on.
I'm so gay.
Don't soak it in it. Okay. Wait for it.
I'm okay. Like, I don't even know if we need sauce.
Okay, now this is interesting. She's on The Bachelor. You know, a lot of people over the years have said that The Bachelor tends to be a little racially specific.
Well, there have been campaigns against it saying, how come you never have had a, you know, minority as a bachelor or bachelorette?
And now this is a woman, this Rachel Lindsay is apparently not going to make it as, I don't think she's going, because she's been offered already The Bachelorette.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be the new Bachelorette.
So you kind of already know that she's not making it this season.
Right. She must be off already, right? Because they're going to make her the Bachelorette for next year. First African-American Bachelorette.
How cool is that? Lawyer from Texas. That's really cool.
But as part of her thing on The Bachelor, they had her do like a hot sauce competition.
What?
Yeah. I guess I guess there might be some evidence for the people who think that The Bachelor isn't
create the show.
Yeah,
thought that was the right thing to do.
Isn't racially
sensitive.
Should I say congratulations?
Thank you very much.
I think it's safe to say your hometown date with Nick did not go as planned.
Well, yeah.
This is a bit of a spoiler because you're still on the show.
Yes, it is. But you know, we're a couple of weeks out for filming. We're ready to get this started. I'm ready to find love, find a husband. So, if you know anybody out there needs to apply, sign up.
Oh,
go
really?
Ahead and
are
get
you
started.
You're soliciting?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Wow.
So it was a spoiler, right? She's still on the show.
Yeah.
So They announced it in advance of that.
Yeah, so not already. Yeah, she's gone.
They already gave up on the other show and they started a new one.
I know. It's like you're already promoting the next one.
Checking in at
number two.
Celebrity chef Wolfgang Puck on the Home Shopping Network selling his line of cookware accidentally drops the F-bomb like a hot plate live on the air.
I actually just ordered sauté pans.
Yeah.
I think there might be a little bigger than that.
Right.
$650
for one.
I have to try it out how it will work.
So because just to find out.
$650.
He was complaining about his competition that was $650 and he's selling his own cookware for
Classic Wolfgang.
$39.95, yeah. Along with the Ivanka line of cookware.
On sale.
Oh, that's God.
F-bomb on HSN, that's strong.
And finally.
Number one.
Okay, now, over the years, fast food restaurants have tried to make themselves hipster places to take your Valentine's date, right? Mm-hmm. White Castle, candlelight deal, right?
White Castle, yeah.
Yeah. Well, not to be outdone by Burger King Israel, which is offering a very happy Valentine's Day meal for adults only. The meal comes with two Whoppers, two packs of fries, two beers, and a romantic adult toy inside.
What? It's like a happy meal for adults?
Mm-hmm. And that would be a very happy meal. Honey, is your Whopper buzzing? The offer is only available today and after 6 p.m.
Kids meal? That's for kids. Burger King presents the adult's meal. With an adult toy inside. Only on Valentine's Day. And only from 6 p.m. Burger King.
That's an actual spot running in Israel.
Well, you hope that like the kiddos don't sort of pick it up and by accident or...
Oh, yeah, chip a tooth on that. Yeah, that'd be a problem. All right, let's just close this thing up right now. I think we've done enough damage.
The top five at five.